Hello, this is Joy Ray Freeman. The following program was produced and broadcast during 2000. I am a master healer, spiritual warrior, writer, and workshop retreat facilitator. My intent is to assist those who are ready to become whole and productive contributors for creating a better world. Please check out my main website for empowerment and or healing opportunities. Joy, number 2, letter U, .org. Enjoy the program.
This is Joy Ray Freeman bringing joy to the world. Are you having any fun? Is your life just one project right after another? Do you keep putting off those purely fun breaks? And do you worry if you don't get everything on your list finished and then keep adding more items to the list? Well, it could be that you are a workaholic. There are alcoholics, shopaholics, sexaholics, and a whole list of other compulsive disorders plaguing our society. And there are many who have lost themselves to these obsessive patterns. The truth is, most of those who make millions and are, quote, successful, have lost something along the way. Balance and moments of joy and laughter that are really lost along the trail. There is no savings account for play, nor a fun bank. And if you don't use it, you really do lose it. Try to catch a little bit today.
Thank you.
for transmitting God's love for all to share. Energies pouring into hierarchy, fusing with God's will. Encourage us to make the choice of goodwill. More radiant than the sun, purer than the snow, subtler than the ether, is the self, the spirit within my heart. I am that self. That self am I. Choosing life over death and spirit over matter, all structures of selfish living are shattered. Duality's purposes are lessons well learned. Making right choices, life takes a new turn. With God's love, all creation takes form. By His love, you, I, and Mother Earth were born, harmonizing in rhythm with the heart of the sun. The evolution of Earth and humanity is one. With faith in humanity and the forces of light, daily we may attend the festival of the Christ. Walking through the two pillars, we are one with our guide. We are beauty and truth as we stand side by side.
Optimistic fools, don't let go of your dream. Make it now, make it all come true. If you believe in a brighter day, I know we can find our way to this island in the starry ocean. Poetry in motion, this island Earth, spinning like a dancer, gravity is the answer, rendezvous in the blue, this island Earth. Well, I don't know what's in store today. We could spread our wings and we could soar away, or we could go like the dinosaurs, they say. The choice is ours to make. It only seems like this to me. We could wake up one day and be history, or stick around to unravel the mystery of how we came to be on this island in the starry ocean. Poetry in motion, this island Earth, beautiful oasis for all human races, the only home that we know, this island Earth. Well, I know we can touch the stars someday, and kick up the dust on Mars one day, or trip the light on the Milky Way. We've got to find our way. If you're looking for a miracle, open your eyes. There was one this morning, just about sunrise. Dawn came breaking like a wave on the sea, and it's there for you and me. Ooh. Calling all dreamers and optimistic fools, don't let go of your dream. Make it now, if you believe in a brighter day, I know we can find our way to this island in the starry ocean. Poetry in motion, this island Earth,
spinning like a dancer. Gravity is the answer. Rendezvous in the blue. This island Earth. Rendezvous with the moon. This island Earth. The only home that we know. This island Earth.
Dimensions is such fun. When I was still in my fairy form and I entered this world with my friends, we sometimes hid things, then caused them to reappear again. If you notice such things happening to you, be sure it is often a fairy or a few fairies that are accountable for this. We had great fun here, especially with children who always sensed the games we were playing. It is such a delight for fairies to be playing with children in this realm. In fact, children do frequently see fairies because their sight is still so pure. They have usually not learned, though, to verbalize this recognition. So it remains a secret, unrevealed. Since adults have almost, though not totally, forgotten the ability to acknowledge life beyond the physical, this gift in their children may not always be appreciated. Even now, as a human adult, I still delight in playing with children when children are near me. I fall more easily into a familiar sense of ease, playfulness, and laughter. I am truly grateful. As fairies, playfulness is a main part of our very existence. Our reality. Sometimes fairies will be having fun here when suddenly humans start laughing too, without really knowing why this feeling of joy has pervaded them. I have often seen in summertime, surrounded by the natural beauty of nature, how much easier it is for the body to relax into true communication. Picnics seem a good opportunity for this. Now, in spite of my human form, I connect many times with my fairy friends in this kind of setting. It is not so easy for me, in human form, to maintain this contact where a tense or closed environment predominates. In winter, where the magnificence of mountains against a clear blue sky provokes for many extraordinarily deep-felt exhilaration and joy, we fairies celebrate an ensuing intimacy between our two worlds. The earth and the fairy dimension become fused into a whole in these moments. In such moments of permitting the reasoning mind to rest, vibrancy of life enters and tremendous release occurs. This is the open door I have mentioned, allowing true expansion to flow in. Unimpeded. Playing enables relaxation to exist. Relaxation inspires playfulness. A new dawn arises within the soul, and fresh life pours in, which allows that glimpse of unforgettable bliss, igniting and empowering the unique path of every being. How about work and survival amongst all this playful relaxation? Well, this is the magic, my friends. Abundance flows through the very sources that have been freed. Life begins to flow with you. The sad but familiar act of grasping, originating from fear and greed, seems necessary only when the flow of life seems to be passing you by and you feel disconnected to that pulse of life. That was from Araminta's message, Reflections of a Fairy, by Sita. Can bring joy and a sense of well-being. For example, think about falling in love, laughing so hard your face hurts, a hot shower, no lines at the supermarket, a special glance from someone, getting mail from a friend, taking a drive on a pretty road, hearing your favorite song on the radio, lying in bed listening to the rain outside, hot towels out of the dryer, finding the sweater you want is on sale for half price, a special chocolate dessert, a long-distance phone call, a bubble bath, giggling, a good conversation, the beach, finding a $20 bill in your coat from last winter. Laughing at yourself. Midnight phone calls that last for hours. Running through the sprinklers. Laughing for absolutely no reason at all. Having someone tell you that you're beautiful. Laughing at an inside joke. Having friends around. Accidentally hearing someone say something nice about you. Waking up and realizing you still have a few hours left to sleep. Your first kiss. Making new friends or spending time with old ones. Playing with a new puppy. Having someone play with your hair. Sweet dreams. Hot tea on a rainy day. Road trips with friends. Swinging on a swing.
I stay behind, I walk ahead. A pocket, a part of everything. Nothing done and all is well. Never used yet, always full. Out of nothing comes the one.
People say how they feel about aging without realizing it. Do you realize that the only time in our lives when we like to get older is when we're kids? If you're less than 10 years old, you're so excited about aging that you think in fractions. Someone says, "How old are you?" "I'm 4 and a half." You're never 36 and a half. You're 4 and a half going on 5, though. When you get into your teens, now they can't hold you back. You jump to the next number. They say, "How old are you?" "I'm going to be 16. You could be 12, but you're going to be 16 eventually. Then, the great day of your life, you become 21. Even the words sound like ceremony. You become 21. Yes. Then you turn 30. What happened there? Makes it sound like bad milk. He turned 30. We had to throw it out? What changed? You become 21, you turn 30. Then you're pushing 40. You become 21, you turn 30, you're pushing 40. You reach 50. Then you make it to 60. By then, you've built up so much speed, you hit 70. After that, it's a day-by-day thing. You hit Wednesday. You hit Friday. You get into your 80s. You hit lunch. You hit 4:30. My grandmother won't even buy green bananas. And it doesn't end there. Into the 90s, you start going backwards. I was just 92. Then a strange thing happens. If you make it over 100, you become a little kid again. I'm 100 and a half.
Yeah, a long, long time I've been searching, oh yeah.
Flashlight in your own backyard. Inside yourself or outside, you never have to change what you see, only the way you see it. By Thaddeus Golas. I went to see my father in the hospital about a week before he died. He had suffered for years with emphysema, hooked up to an oxygen tank, barely able to move around, and was failing fast. Bedridden, he was on constant oxygen and medication. His 6'2" frame weighed only about 130 pounds because eating anything but ice cream was too difficult. Every breath was a labored struggle. I asked him whether the quality of his life was worth all the effort. "I still enjoy being alive," he responded. "Sometimes it's easier to breathe, and then I really enjoy just quietly taking a breath. I still enjoy reading the comics in the newspaper and watching the ball games on TV. My life is good." He said not a word about all that he had lost, all that he would never do again. When I was about to do publicity for A Grateful Heart, I talked to my friend Donna Markova about how to speak about the power of gratitude. She is great at metaphors, which are wonderful ways of expressing things from a new perspective. What she said, I have carried with me ever since. Gratitude is like a flashlight. If you go out in your yard at night and turn on a flashlight, you suddenly can see what's there. It's always there, but you couldn't see it in the dark. Exactly. Gratitude lights up what is already there. You don't necessarily have anything more or different, but suddenly you can actually see what it is. And because you can see, you no longer take it for granted. You're just standing in your yard, but suddenly you realize, oh, there's the first flower of spring struggling to emerge from the snow. Oh, there's a deer emerging from the scrub brush. Oh, there's the measuring cup you've been looking for that your daughter was using to make mud pies. It's just your ordinary old backyard, but suddenly you are filled with happiness, thankfulness, and joy. That's what my father did, shining the light of gratitude on his life. He saw what was there that was good. The great thing about the flashlight of gratitude is that you can use it day or night, no matter where you are or what your circumstances. It works whether we are young or old, fat or thin, rich or poor, sick or well. All we need to do is turn it on. What it takes to turn it on varies from person to person. There was a renowned surgeon at a week-long workshop who, when asked what surprised or inspired him that week, said, nothing. He was invested in being cynical. But something disturbed him. He knew he had flunked the test the workshop leader presented, and he was the kind of guy who always ended up at the head of the class. So he began to look around for things to report to the leader. By week's end, he was genuinely engaged in the excitement and wonder of life again. Even the other workshop participants noticed the difference.
This place of mine for you.
45 years. When I was 15, my mother and grandmother had to make a trip to Great Falls, Montana to help settle grandmother's brother's estate. Shortly after arriving, my grandmother started feeling pain in her stomach. After a couple of days, my mother took her to the hospital. The doctor said grandmother's appendix had ruptured and peritonitis had set in. Her chances for survival were very poor. Scared to death, my mother sat in the hospital room with her mother. Suddenly, in the darkest hour of the night, although she appeared to be asleep, grandmother said, "Oh, the angels! Oh, the beautiful angels!" She seemed to be actually seeing angels about her in the room. From that minute, she started healing, and we were blessed to have her around for another 15 years. By Lou Ann Apostolopoulos. this global marketing can be a little bit embarrassing. These are the nominees for the Chevy Nova Award. This is given out in honor of General Motors' fiasco in trying to market this car in Central and South America. Nova means, of course, in Spanish, it doesn't go. The Dairy Association's huge success with the campaign Got Milk prompted them to expand advertising to Mexico. It was soon brought to their attention. The Spanish translation read, "Are you lactating?" Coors put its slogan, "Turn It Loose," into Spanish, where it was read as, "Suffer from diarrhea." Scandinavian vacuum manufacturer Electrolux used the following in an American campaign. "Nothing sucks like an Electrolux." Clairol introduced the Mist Stick, a curling iron, into Germany only to find out that mist is slang for manure. When Gerber started selling baby food in Africa, they used the same packaging as in the U.S., with the smiling baby on the label. Later, they learned that in Africa, companies routinely put pictures on the labels of what's inside, since many people can't read. Colgate introduced a toothpaste in France called Q, the name of a notorious porno magazine. An American t-shirt maker in Miami printed shirts for the Spanish market, which promoted the Pope's visit. Instead of "I saw the Pope," "El Papa," the shirts read, "I saw the potato," "La Papa." Pepsi's Come Alive with the Pepsi Generation translated into "Pepsi brings your ancestors back from the grave" in Chinese. The Coca-Cola name in China was first read as Kekulkela, meaning "bite the wax tadpole," or "female horse stuffed with wax," depending on the dialect. Coke then researched 40,000 characters to find a phonetic equivalent, Kokukol, translating into "happiness in the mouth." Frank Perdue's chicken slogan, "It takes a strong man to make a tender chicken," was translated into Spanish as, "It takes an aroused man to make a chicken affectionate."
Would you believe that I am not prepared for summer? Seattle is a different place when orchards are in bloom. And if I smell the cherry blossoms in the sunset after supper, then the moon will catch me dreaming of the summertime and you. Sunlight through the branches, nettles to the root. Through all the shining seasons, this is how I think of you. So now when I recall the early days of you and me, I remember summer afternoons around the cherry tree. At early signs of evening, I'll be standing at the table, sifting through your letters like a drift of autumn leaves. Scars and petty angers have all faded into fable, and loving words are stories that I never could believe. Through all your angry questions on the day I said goodbye, for years I've wondered what I should have said for my reply. But you were far from understanding what it is to love a man who is formed of silk and razors and who wounds with velvet hands. And as the me by surprise. So I looked out toward the orchard to see what I could see. And when I turned around, I found myself looking in your eyes. And as I stand here staring at your picture on the shelf, I can't help but wonder if I'm looking at myself. So I'll tell you just this once again, in case you'd like to hear. The blossoms have fallen, and the cherry tree is
bare. God. Our spiritual growth requires that we face many challenges and trials along the path. Although we must meet these tests face on, we do not have to face them alone. We have the reassurance of one who said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Let go and let God. When you call upon the source of all things and let it work through you, you will tap into the very power that created the universe. Think how much more you can accomplish with this force as your ally. As you cast your burdens over to that higher power within you, obstacles that seemed insurmountable are overcome. The road ahead becomes clear. With the infinite as your partner, there is nothing you can't accomplish. With God, all things are possible. Letting go and let God requires faith. There is only one way to develop this trust: by stepping out and experiencing the results. In order for the universe to support you, you must give it a chance to do so. Now is the time to release your fear and move forward. Take that first step into a new way of life. Let go and let God, and experience that loving support which is your birthright. Release some of the structure you've placed in your day. Take some time for fun and laughter and play. Until next time, this is Joy Ray Freeman, wishing joy to the world.